Okay.
Great.
The State of Arizona Acupuncture Board of Examiners meeting for December 4, 2024, being held telephonically, will come to order. Director Jaraminski, could you please note the roll?
Absolutely. One second. It's and for the record, it's 12:01 that we're coming to order here.
12:01 p.m. Thank you.
All right, Board Member Lahavi.
Here.
Board Member Tomas.
Here.
Board Member Fontes.
Present.
And President Tan, or Chairperson Tan.
Chairperson present. Okay. And
Board Member Klein is absent.
Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to the Acupuncture Board of Examiners meeting. As this is a teleconference meeting, I will ask that each member identify themselves prior to speaking and that all votes be done through roll call by the Executive Director. The first item on the agenda is the declaration of any conflicts of interest. I do have one myself just in terms of the renewal of the licensure, so I'll recuse myself from that item agenda. Are there any other conflicts? Okay, none being stated, we will move to agenda item number 4. The next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding legislation, substantive policy statements, and potential rulemaking.
Excuse me, sorry. Chair Member Tan. I didn't receive a copy of our schedule.
The agenda?
The agenda for today.
Okay, Director Jeremy, shoot it through to you right now.
Yeah, I'm happy to send it out again here. And going forward that back over to you.
Okay, and this was agenda item number 4. We were looking at this recurring agenda item, correct? On the acupuncture assistance, herbal therapies, lasers.
Yeah, this is the item. I don't have anything new. This is just something that, board members had asked to be on the agenda through December. And so just on there in case anyone had anything they wanted to talk about.
Yeah, is there any discussion? David, can you just give us an update on we're in the substantive policy statements we have out. The rulemaking is in progress. And what is the timeline on that?
Yeah, so as far as making rules, you've heard me say it before, but you can have a baby before you have rules done. You know, it's not a short process usually. At the next couple board meetings, I'll have a draft for you to review. We'll probably have some changes that we'll need to make that draft. We'll have public hearings that we can have public input on those potential rulemakings. We'll have to file those with the Secretary of State's office. And then once all that goes through, we take that to GRC, which is the Governor's Regulatory Review Council. They will review it and may have some feedback. We'll have additional public hearings. And then it gets posted again at the Secretary of State's office where we'll have more hearings. And then eventually they'll go into effect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Appreciate the refresher. Is there any discussion? Okay, we'll move on to item number 5. The next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding applications for licensure and certification. We don't have license coordinator here. Director Jaraminski, can you provide us a summary?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, all these items A through E have been reviewed by our licensing coordinator, Richard Graham, and by myself. We found that they met the minimum requirements for licensure or for license or certificate renewal. And so including 2 new acupuncture assistant registrations, And so just ask that the board approve agenda items A through E for initial license or certificate issuance and or renewal.
Is there any significance in the capital letters on these?
You know, no, you're talking about A1.
Yeah.
It's just how the, when we get the list, where our system prints out the list and some individuals put their names in all caps in our database. And so that's probably why it's showing up that way.
It's just the way they
die. Yeah, yeah, that's the way it came out. But I can, in the future, if it's bothersome. Yeah.
And Director Jeremy, I'm going to recuse myself from the vote on E, as in my name is on that list for license renewal for the licensed acupuncturist. Do we just try to do a motion for the rest of them since we have minimal quorum?
Yeah, because we're right at quorum right now, I would ask that we take all the other items and we can, if you want, we can remove your name from that list and place it on the next agenda.
Don't we just
maybe that's the best way. Yes, Vice Chair Fontes?
In the past, we've had him abstain.
Yeah, and what he was saying, we could just remove my name from the list in terms of the motion.
All right.
Well, and my name carries.
We just don't have enough members to vote on it without
him. I would like to make a motion to approve licensures and certification, except for Chair Chan. I do not move to. Yeah.
Yes. Mr. Jaremski, members of the board, is this a ratification? Are we ratifying these because these have already been issued or renewed?
That's correct.
Ratification.
Okay. Yeah, if we could just please include that with the...
Include the motion.
Yes.
And
yes.
Vice Chair Fontes, take two.
I would like to make a motion to approve the licensures, certifications, and ratifications, except for Chair Tan.
Do we have a second?
Board Member Lahavi, I second that motion and ratification.
Okay, Board Member, we have a motion by Board Member Vice Chair Fontes and seconded by Board Member Lahavi to ratify the licenses except for item number B61, Alexander Tan, which will carry. Do we, all in favor? Oh, sorry, we didn't do a roll call. Director Jaremski. Oh.
Absolutely. Board Member Lahavi, how do you vote?
Yes.
Board Member Tomas?
Yes.
Board Member Fontes?
Aye.
And Chairperson Tan?
Aye. The vote passes unanimously. The director will record the vote. Item number 6. The next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding the acupuncture assistant training program. Director Jeremy, can you remind us why this is on the agenda?
Yeah, so these are two new training programs that have requested approval by the board. And so their materials were forwarded to you for review. It looks like they're meeting the minimum requirements. And so we just ask that you review their applications. And if you have no objections, move forward with approval.
I'm pleased to see that there's more training programs. I would like to make a motion for approval for both of them.
Right. And do we need a motion for this, Director Jaremski?
Yes, please.
Okay. Vice Chair Fontes, can you repeat that one more time?
I make a motion to approve both the training programs for acupuncture assistants.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Board Member Lahavi, I second that.
Okay, motion by Board Member Vice Chair Fontes and seconded by Board Member Lahavi to approve the two acupuncture assistant training programs. Director Jaremski, could you please?
Absolutely. Board Member Lahavi, how do you vote?
Aye.
Board Member Tomas.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, Board Member Fontes.
Aye.
And Chairperson Tan.
Aye. So we have three ayes, one abstain by board member Tomas. Director Jaraminski, would you record the vote?
Certainly. And Mona, I don't think with that vote that we can move forward with those applications. Is that true?
Correct. Yes, we would need to know. Yes, well, I'm unsure as far as the abstention. Is it because you didn't review materials?
Yeah, if a way that we could go about that is if we can maybe put this to the end, so then that way I can look at it quick. I don't have the material, so it's okay. Kind of hard for me to say anything.
Yes, okay. And that's very appropriate, Board Member Tomas, as far as, yes, that's appropriate to want to abstain because you haven't had the opportunity to review the material. So we could even take a really short break or however you'd like to handle it and then let him review the materials and participate. So maybe if we could withdraw the vote and pend this till the end of the hearing.
Withdrawing the vote for item six, and we'll pend it towards the end, and we'll add it in as an item 11.
Okay.
Thank you. Item number seven, the next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action. Oh, it looks like some more information and a presentation from the National Acupuncture Injection Therapy Board. Director Jaraminski, like to provide an introduction.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we had these individuals at our last meeting talking about the National Injection Therapy Board, and so they've asked to have some more time in this meeting to discuss some additional information on that, as well as it looks like some. An updated reference list for injectables and so on. And so I turn the time over to them to make over the presentation. If that's all right with you.
Thank you, Director Jaraminski. This is Lloyd Wright. I'm with the National Acupuncture Injection Therapy Board. I've been chairing this committee. And we just wanted to take some time to give some additional information on the examination process. We would like to move toward having the standard adopted as a competency level. And fundamentally, the educational standards, which I'm going to have Tuesday actually go over with you folks, are the same as what was adopted in your preliminary findings by your preliminary standards. The only difference is we're requiring 40 hours rather than 60 hours, but pretty much everything else is the same in terms of the review and whatnot. The original APIT standard, which was originally adopted by Florida, really didn't have any substantial research supporting why they came to, you know, the hours and the subjects and everything that they had. This committee has done an amazing job over the past 2 years of substantiating and doing research to support, you know, everything that the program is going to present. And which is why we came to 40 hours. But the substance list is approximately the same as what we've got here in Arizona as our preliminary list. But I'd like to turn it over to Tuesday Wasserman and let her kind of review the educational standards. And then we are hoping that by February, we will have the board activated as a component of the ASA, American Society of Acupuncturists, and functioning, and the NCCOM will be administering the exam for the sport. So on that note, Dr. Wasserman, if you could go ahead and step in, and I'll let you take it from here. And we'll be available for any questions if you guys might have to.
It's Tuesday there. We did see her when she came on. She just left us off on silent. She gave us a thumbs up.
She looks like she's here.
I just admitted, it looks like admitted her again, so can, but we can't hear you there.
Let's see.
We apologize.
We mute that. Can you hear me okay now?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Sorry for the change of computers. Nice to have extra technology. Go ahead and turn this off. Well, Mr. Jeremensky, were you able to send out the files that I forwarded?
Yes, all the new material was sent to the members.
Let's see.
Would you guys mind if I share my screen with the files?
No problem.
Let's see.
Let me see if I can figure out how to. You should be a present now button at the bottom, but if not, I may have to.
Mr. Jeremensky, I think I sent them to you. Could you share your screen?
Yeah, hold on. All right, which one would you like me to put up here first?
Beautiful. Either the acupuncture injection therapy certificate of qualification or the injection therapy reference list. Whichever one comes up first is great. Oh, that's perfect. Thank you so much. I'm so impressed by Arizona and all of your efforts for updating licensure and updating rules. And as you guys are leading the way here, I loved what you said, Mr. Jeremensky, about having the baby ahead of time before the rules. You guys have moved forward and blazed the path. And as Dr. Lloyd Wright's vision, how does this come through? How do you protect the public and safety? Just a reminder, the national efforts were to do outreach to practitioners who have been teaching injection therapy for more than 20 years, and they served as subject matter experts going through all the course learning outcomes and objectives. And it was based on their advice that they recommended, as teachers and educators, they can cover this content competently and ensure safe practitioners with 40 hours. And so that's where the 40 hours minimum came from to approve courses. And when you look at this item that you can see on the screen now, that the NCCAOM developed for the assessment, it goes through what's required for the acupuncture injection therapy certificate of qualification. And based on Arizona specifically and your needs, if you could scroll down a little bit for the substance list. I know there was discussion in the last meeting about acupuncturist injecting substances, and I wanted to share with you what is on the examination and what acupuncturists are demonstrating through not only their education, but their knowledge base with this assessment. It's been broken down to cover the components that you guys have approved, preliminarily approved in Arizona. And so when you see the Lloyd's creating a national board and working with the ASA to approve courses and ensure that instructors who are teaching injection therapy are covering the minimum competencies for safety, and that includes substances as appropriate per state. And then what you'll see from the NCCAOM assessment is that the assessment itself includes substances as specifically related to safety and acupuncturist understanding how to apply, administer, and store these substances. And so we've organized it by categories. And if you could scroll down a little further, please. And we've provided references and study materials and making this available to all teachers who are teaching acupuncture injection therapy and to all test takers who want to get the certificate of qualification in acupuncture injection therapy. And so if you would be so kind as to move to the other list, I know there are four pages of references because it needs to include safety from OSHA standards and emergency procedures is very common. And so there's a big portion of the exam on the application of epinephrine and oxygen should a patient have a reaction in office. And then there's more practical application. How do we choose the right substance? What is, can we do this safely? And then there's quite a lot on techniques. And so if you switch to the other file, the AIT content outline and domains, and I'm sorry for the delay in making this available to you, but I hope all of the board members will have this now, where you can see this is what the assessment focuses on. And it's based on the course learning objectives and those national standards created by the task force that Lloyd chaired over the last 2 years. And it was created, again, these subject matter experts have been teaching injection therapy for 20 years now. And so these are the things they say their students must know to practice safely. And this is how the exam is organized, the assessment to ensure that people who are getting the certificate of qualification can demonstrate safety, treatment planning, strategy. Do they understand clean needle technique? It's a little bit different with hollow needles. It's following the same procedures. And because we're using hollow needles and injecting substances, there are additional steps that acupuncturists might not have learned in their master's programs and residency programs. And so the first part of the exam is treatment planning and strategy. And then the second page, the second part, is really going into that safety and understanding the application of using different substances, medications, and injectables and patient management, so that there is that safety component as we're adding a new technique and modality to the scope of practice in the state of Arizona. I think that's everything on my end. Dr. Wright, did you want to come back in?
Okay. Yeah, and again, our goal here is hopefully we will have this board up and running and the exam procedures available for people to take as or before this board is proceeding with the rules process. And so we're hoping that that this can be included in the rules as part of the Arizona qualification to perform injections. And so on that note, are there any questions we can answer for you?
Yeah, it looks like we have one from board member Lahavi.
Yeah, I need a reminder. Is this specific to acupuncture points and the needles that are hollow that like give this, or does it, as opposed to going into the veins and like IV stuff?
Okay, so
or muscle.
To be clear, this does not include IV. So
none of this includes IV.
That's true. Yeah. Basically, the group felt that IV was a whole nother level of education and safety, and so we basically focused it on using it to stimulate acupuncture points. But also trigger point therapy is one way of saying an ah shi point from a Chinese medicine point of view. So those are pretty much the focus that we're using.
Is this Mary answer that as well?
Yes.
What the group decided, and they followed a little bit the model in New Mexico. New Mexico is the only other state that has IV in scope of therapy for acupuncturists, and it's a tiered training and approval process, because when we're administering medications via IV therapy, there's a much higher dosage, there are higher risks and different outcomes to look out for and different levels of training. And so the board of experts, what they determined would be covered in this kind of basic fundamental course training is different injection techniques, including trigger point therapy, intradermal, subcutaneous, and intramuscular injections. And so that includes acupuncture points. And when we think of acupuncture points, that's the whole body. That includes cosmetic acupuncture, facial acupuncture, and all acupuncture points. And then the application of these different techniques for administering via a hypodermic needle and a syringe specifically. And so this assessment and the education developed does not include IV therapy at this time.
It almost sounds like it could include Botox.
There, Florida is talking about including Botox, and it's, as far as I know, Botox is not in scope of practice for any acupuncturist, but it would be interesting to see which direction our profession moves forward.
I have a few other, has this been done outside of the US? How long has this been done?
Acupuncture therapy has been in scope, acupuncture injection therapy has been in scope for acupuncturists for more than 40 years. Hawaii had it back in statute back in 1984. And then Florida's had it in statute for more than 20 years. And Washington State all along the coast. And so for Arizona, my understanding is you guys sort of adopted rules similar to what's happening in Florida, where they require that 60 hours of education. And when we look at what's covered in that 60 hours, it's those techniques for safety and substances, and it's a lot of functional medicine. And what the team decided was that 60 hours really isn't necessary for learning how to perform injection therapy safely and covering substances. And there are advanced techniques in this direction that the training could be in depth and very extensive, especially when we're looking at moving into intra-articular injections, regenerative medicine, and neural therapies. And so when you look at the basic acupuncture injection therapy and those types of techniques that acupuncturists are using, it's been in China since the 50s. It's very heavily used in Korea and China at this time. Acupuncturists who are injecting sterile herbal medicines, they're getting them from China and Korea. I don't know of any manufacturers in the US who provide sterile herbal medicines, but it's pretty extensive. And one of the hardest things in creating this exam is some of the best research and resources. It's international. It's new in the US and that we've only had it in scope since the 80s. And there hasn't been as much published, but when we look at what's coming out of China and Korea, there's absolutely incredible research available and also textbooks, materials, and training material.
Who covers the safety of the products that are being injected?
The manufacturers, and so acupuncturists are injecting it, they're all sterile substances and medications. And so they can be single, like ampules, sterile vials, or they can be compounded medications. And then those are regulated by compounding pharmacies.
Hey, thank you. Any other questions for the discussion?
Did people compile studies of success of all these products?
A lot of the research that I've come across in the US is more anecdotal and case study based. And it's complicated because people are administering homeopathic medications. And so those companies like Tremeal and Heal are doing their own research. When you look at medications like, this is a really big field of medicine when we look at physiatry and pain management, and we look at providers who are doing this. And so most of that research is on cortisol. Some of it's on saline, and some of it is on lidocaine, but acupuncturists aren't using cortisol. So mostly what we have in the United States is case-based reports, but there is quite a lot of research you can find coming from China and Korea on the efficacy. And then it depends on, is it the technique? Is it the substances that are being administered? What's the disease and what's the outcome? There, more and more, I think we'll see research here.
Thank you. I think I have just one more for now. One more question. The 20 hours that were more about functional medicine, would that be like still like another course people could still take? Is that on the plans?
Yeah, this was a big part of the conversation with the national board, and everyone agreed 40 hours is the minimum to ensure safety, but there are so many advanced courses that will be available for orthopedics and cosmetic acupuncture and functional medicine. Because there are sub branches of specialties, the board agreed it would be better for those to be additional courses rather than what people needed to have to practice safely. And so there are so many teachers who are going to continue teaching in terms of, do you want this to be more of an internal medicine? And how are you using different nutraceuticals to affect the body? Are you using this more for orthopedics? And how are you really using those techniques to enhance and improve your acupuncture outcomes? Or cosmetic acupuncture really is booming, and it's an area where people are getting much better results. So I think you'll see more and more advanced training there.
Oh my gosh, you just triggered another question.
Sorry.
So what is that? Is there like an age range that it's, does it go, like, are kids allowed to be patient on this?
The recommendation is not to needle patients under 18 years of age unless it's unless there's some very specific indication. And part of that is that the bones are still growing and developing, and we don't want to do anything to damage the growth. So needling and injecting near in plates has different risks and complications, and kids are healthy and bounce back. So some of the contraindications are needling near fracture sites, needling into prosthesis, and then pediatrics. Almost all of the references and resources recommend weighting and needling folks who are over 18 years of old. And when you see how it's being applied, the only real exceptions to that are for those younger athletes who are using their bodies in very unique ways. And then again, it would be a higher level of training. In fact, I think it's Utah's statute that says that's one of their contraindications. Acupuncturists cannot needle pediatric patients for acupuncture injection therapy. And that tracks with the research.
That's super interesting. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, good information. Is there any other questions? Well, I'd like to thank the National Acupuncture Injection Board for providing us an update and on that progress. And if that's all we need to mention in that area, let's move to item number 8. So notice item number 8 is the notice of election of officers at the January regular board meeting. Director Jaraminski, can you provide us a summary?
Absolutely. Yeah, the part of the board's every January, the board meets to elect officers for the board. That's the chairperson and vice chairperson. You know, part of the board's policy for that is that at the December board meeting, that the members would be notified that that's coming up, so that if any person had a desire to be nominated for one of those offices, they could bring that forward. Discussing with Chairperson Tan, I guess I just let Chairperson Tan, if you had any other comments about that.
No, and that just a reminder that January board meeting will be in person.
Correct. January 22nd.
January 22nd. And there's an opportunity out there because I would like to withdraw my my nomination for chairperson in the upcoming election. So I'll just put that out there now. Was there any discussion on that topic? Okay, item number 9. Next item on the agenda is review, discussion, possible action regarding the executive director's report. Director Jaraminski.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a lot of updates at this point. I did include in your renewal section, which we'll go back to, our licensing totals. We have 673 acupuncturists, 49 acu-detox specialists, which is up by about, we used to have about 35, so, you know, we're up by about 14, so that's great. We have 9 acupuncture assistants. That's a number that's very slowly growing. Otherwise, we do have a couple of complaints that are pending in the background that we'll be working on to get to the board in the next few months here. We're, you know, just kind of plugging along with our budget, just as we have been. Do you have any questions for me on any of those items specifically?
Any questions from the board members? No, thank you for the update. And then we're going to revisit the acupuncture assistant training program now. So we'll call that item number 11 is to review and discussion and possible action regarding the acupuncture assistant training programs, the two that had been submitted. Can we just run a motion for that again? Vice Chair Fontes?
If Board Member Tomas has had time to review it, I would be happy to make that motion.
Board Member Tomas, are we ready to move forward with that item?
Yeah, there was one part that I was, I think it was in the Envision wellness one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're available. I think it was talking about internship.
Okay.
As part of their program. Was that?
And what was your concern with the internship idea?
I was just curious if they were available. Did we had a rep that was available?
Yeah, I'm here.
So I was just Dr. curious Armstrong about here. That and seeing
Dr. if Armstrong, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, so specifically, what's the question, Board Member Tomas?
Just a little bit. Just the interest behind that. What stirred that to be part of the program?
Sure, I just want to make sure that the acupuncture assistant is confident in the room with the patient on their own. So having them observe another assistant performing those activities and then being observed, just like as we do in acupuncture school, where we take time to observe first and then we do while being watched. I wanted to include this for my program in training assistants and other folks in the past. It was a useful addition to have them come in and just see another person performing those functions and then to be observed in performing those functions.
Okay. No, I think it's a good thing. It's something in our field. I feel like when we're in school, we don't get enough of sometimes, you know, being able to watch and see. So I think it was an interesting concept. It's the first time I've seen anyone have that in there. So I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking to have a very comprehensive program because I would like to elevate, the acupuncture profession, of course, but also in our assistants. If we have assistants that have little training, that doesn't say much for our profession. So I would like to elevate the training to a level that promotes our profession as well as being serious and medically oriented. So I looked at the requirements for a medical assistant, which is much, much greater, and then the requirements for a chiropractic assistant, which is much lower. And I wanted to fall somewhere in the middle there. So we don't have as much requirement in this program as a medical assistant, but I did want to make it comprehensive enough that it shows value.
Oh, that's good. Good.
So I appreciate that explanation.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Board Member Tomas, are you okay to move forward? This is general.
Yes. Yes.
Could we have a motion?
I, Board Member Tomas, I'm sorry, I don't know my script for this. Nominate these two programs
acupuncturist
for approval.
Mm-hmm.
Board member.
Do we have a second?
Yeah, Board Member LaHavi here, and I second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion by Board Member Tomas and seconded by Board Member LaHavi to approve the two acupuncture assistant training programs. Director Jaraminski, can you run the roll?
Absolutely. Board Member LaHavi.
Yes, aye.
Board Member Tomas.
Aye.
Board Member Fontes.
Aye.
And Chairperson Tan.
Aye. The item agenda passes unanimously. The director will record the vote. Okay, moving to item number 12 on the agenda, item number 11, a call to the public. Is there any public on? Mr. Lloyd Wright, yes, please.
Yes, thank you. I'm just going to put on my hat as the president of Hamas for a quick minute and I would like to make sure that you folks know we have arrived at a date for our Spring Festival dinner, which will be February 16th. Mm-hmm. You will all be getting invitations, and we will be hoping that you can all attend and join the festivities. The other announcement is this will be my last year on the board. Myself and two other members are termed off, so I will move into the illustrious position of President Emeritus, and I will lend a helping hand here and there, and probably continue my focus with the injection board and other projects that I see on the horizon. So that's it. So I hope you guys can mark that on your calendar, and hopefully we'll see you all for dinner in February.
Okay, thank you. And February 16, the EMEA's annual Chinese New Year celebration. Thank you. Was there any other public call to the public? Okay, item number 13, are there any items that board members would like to place on future agendas? Okay, and we have confirmed the next meeting date, correct, David? We're talking about January 22nd for our election of offices meeting in person.
Yes, we'll have our January 22nd board meeting in person at the board offices here at 1740 West Adams. However, we'll also have a second meeting in January, which I'm trying to confirm between the two boards for, you know, talking about, you know, how the boards are cooperating our agencies here, so pursuant to statute. So I'm trying to nail that date down. It's either the 8th or the 15th at this point, and I'll, as I get that locked in, I'll be notifying each of you about that time. And that'll be telephonic.
Telephonic, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. There being no further business, we are adjourned at 12:43 p.m. Thank you for your service.